This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The death toll is expected to continue climbing after a magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck southwestern Haiti Saturday. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Patient Info Project capturing the scene as a woman and child trapped in the rubble in Cape Haitien, saved by people digging them out. The earthquake also did significant damage to the coastal town of Lekai, where it leveled a popular hotel hosting a celebration where officials say many are feared trapped or dead. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso says it was a magnitude 7.2 earthquake.
Our pager is estimating that we have significant fatalities and significant economic damage.
Caruso says Haiti could get some strong aftershocks. There's also a tropical storm expected to make landfall early in the week. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden authorized on Saturday an additional 1,000 troops for deployment to Afghanistan, raising to roughly 5,000 the number of U.S. troops to ensure what Biden called an orderly and safe drawdown of American and allied personnel. In a statement Saturday, Biden did not explain the breakdown of the 5,000 troops he said had been deployed, but a defense official said the president had approved Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's recommendation that the lead battalion of the 82nd Airborne Brigade Combat Team assist in the State Department's drawdown. The decision came as the Taliban captured the strategic northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif and closed in on Kabul by taking the Logar province just to the south. The city fell after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani pledged in a televised address not to give up the achievements of the 20 years since the U.S. toppled the Taliban after the 9/11 attacks. This is VOA News. Attackers targeted a truck in the Pakistani port city of Karachi Saturday evening, killing at least 9 people and wounding 9 others. A senior police officer said more than 20 people, including women and children, were riding in the truck, returning from a wedding ceremony when the attack happened. A doctor at Karachi's main hospital said 5 women and 4 children were killed. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. The motive for the bombing was not known, though police were quick to rule out sectarian violence. Several hundred Israelis gathered late Saturday in Tel Aviv's Habima Square to protest against calls by the authorities for all citizens to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. The protests have been growing in number in recent weeks as the country's top officials have increased calls for citizens to get the vaccine in the face of a rising number of infections. Israel was one of the world's leaders in vaccinating its population earlier this year. However, in recent weeks, it has seen a surge in cases of the Delta variant, even among those who are already vaccinated. More than 6,000 Israelis have died from coronavirus since the start of the pandemic, according to the health ministry's figures. Spain endured its hottest day of the year Saturday with temperatures topping 45 degrees Celsius, while authorities in Italy expanded the number of cities on red alert for health risks to 16, AP's Karen Chamas reports.
In Rome, tourists and residents alike headed towards the fountains to cool down as temperatures soared throughout Italy as authorities expanded heat warnings to 16 cities. Swedish tourist Marcus Mazzarolo had a plan to stop himself from overheating.
I drink a lot, walk around, walk in the shadows.
Spain endured its hottest day of the year with temperatures topping 113 degrees Fahrenheit in places like Granada, where few people ventured out. Climate scientists say the abnormally hot heat wave is thanks to hot air from the Sahara Desert and shows no signs of ending anytime soon. Spanish tourist in Portugal, Maria Jesus, claims the rise in temperature and human behavior. I think this has to do with climate change, and it is a problem for the planet and for us as a species. I'm Karen Chamas.
One woman was dead and 2 people were missing Saturday after torrential rains touched off a landslide and engulfed at least 2 houses in western Japan, with rivers overflowing their banks as rain continued to pound the area. The Japan Meteorological Agency warned that the front is likely to remain over the nation for about a week. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.